One of the great joys of travel, as you well know, is the opportunity to meet people. And sometimes when you meet people in foreign lands, they do you great service. They look after you, they show you around, they give you an opportunity to see what their home environment's like and what it all is. I've had that happen to me a few times now. First time I went to Berlin, the lovely Romy spent a considerable amount of time with me, showing me around Berlin. It was wonderful, wonderful. And when I went to London, Madeline showed me around that metropolis. Again, wonderful experience and great getting to know her. And when I was in Prague, Adam spent 3 full days with me. He took a huge amount of time out of his day. And I know you're listening to this, Adam, so I still thank you for that all those years ago. And there's nothing better than having someone on the ground to show you what their home city's like and give you an opportunity to really get into it, really understand what it's all about. Well, tonight, after about 4 months of preparation, a friend of mine is arriving in town. She's catching the ferry and she's on her way here to South Bank where I'm going to meet her. I met Debbie in Buenos Aires when I was over there in 2009, and I had her on episode 43 of my podcast at yourstorypodcast.com. Debbie's doing what a lot of Americans, and she's an American who has migrated to Argentina and is now a porteño in Buenos Aires, and she's doing a bit of a trip around the world by the looks of it. I think she's been to a lot of countries on this trip, and one of the countries she's coming to is Australia. She's been in Sydney. She's going to be here in Brisbane for a few days before she heads north up to Cairns. She contacted me months ago about it and asked how long she should stay, and I said, frankly, Debbie, as wonderful as Brisbane is to live in, it's not much of a place to come and visit. It's a beautiful city to live in, beautiful environment, beautiful, comfortable lifestyle, great place to live. You don't have to do all that mundane stuff, that day-to-day routine. It's a very, very comfortable city. And frankly, what we do most of our life is that day-to-day routine, isn't it? But as far as a visitor, yeah, Brisbane doesn't have a lot to offer it. It's not one of those places that you go as a tourist, in my opinion anyway. A few people around here disagree with me because they're so patriotic, if that's the word, about Brisbane, but I don't think it has a lot for it. It's a good intermediate stop. It's a good place to catch your breath when you're travelling around Australia. Sydney has its things, the Outback has its stuff, the North, the Barrier Reef has its stuff, and Brisbane's a good place to have a bit of R&R. Anyway, she's here and I'm going to have the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with her to fill her in on what's happening in this town and give her an opportunity to have a taste of what the lifestyle here in Brisbane is. So in the distance, just coming underneath the pedestrian bridge, in the distance, coming up the river, I can see her ferry now. So she'll be here in just a couple of minutes and we're going to go and have dinner. And then we're off to a tango practica because she dances tango, which you'd find out about if you went and listened to that podcast episode. And I'll spend a bit of time with her tomorrow and tomorrow night and show her the sights of Brisbane town. I get to repay all those wonderful things that other people have done for me in other lands and other cities. I get to do it for somebody else. What goes around comes around.